Merci.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair. On behalf of the Department for Sustainable Development, I would like to thank the Secretariat for having invited Morocco to attend this important meeting. I represent the Director for the Monitoring of Pollution Department, which is the scientific branch of the Department for the Environmental Protection. And it is a great pleasure for me to share with you Morocco's efforts on environmental protection. Morocco has developed several strategic documents, including our National Strategy on Sustainable Development, and we have also bolstered our legal arsenal for environmental protection and sustainable development. We have ratified the majority of international agreements and protocols in this field. Morocco does not have a legal text specifically dedicated to PRTRs yet, but provisions regarding registers have been introduced into the various regulations that govern water, the air, our coasts, and environmental assessments. But the implementation of these provisions still requires certain measures to be taken by various stakeholders at the national level. Morocco has institutionalized our environmental police and has adopted Law 3113 on access to information. We have also undertaken several measures in order to ensure information for our authorities, but also the public at large, regarding the quality of our environment. On the implementation of the PRTR, some pilot projects have been carried out in the Mediterranean area in cooperation with the World Food Programme and the UN and UNEP, but our companies did not have the necessary data to properly assess their releases, and they were not prepared for this type of investigation. Regarding our national action plan, Morocco has carried out tests at the level of the Mediterranean and updated its national action plan in order to assess and estimate the burden of pollution generated through various sources, be they household pollution sources or industrial ones, and we have put forward a number of remedial action plans. Moreover, we have several plans and projects that are being carried out and which contribute either directly or indirectly to pollution assessment through national household waste and wastewater management programs, our national environmental monitoring plan, our monitoring plans for water, the atmosphere, and our coastal areas. Regarding industrial pollution, we have set up a number of centres at the national and regional level which are tasked with assessing information on the basis of several indicators, in particular indicators on pollution, with a view to establishing environmental impact assessments on a regular basis, which reflect the quality of our environment. So still regarding industrial pollution, we have carried out a number of incentives, but because there are no general release standards or specific ones either for the marine environment, we still need measures to be developed here. Despite Morocco's efforts on environmental assessment, monitoring, and pollution control, several actions and measures must be carried out in order to meet the requirements of the PRTR. In particular, we still need to strengthen our legal framework, and we need to adopt texts on the environment, especially regarding the threshold values for releases. And we also need to generalize the BBNs for pollution assessment at the national level, develop a national action plan on the air and ensure we implement it properly, as well as strengthen capacities, especially in industrial sectors, and encourage them to implement the PRTR. As you know, Morocco has not yet ratified the protocol, but once all the conditions are met, and by that I mean building capacities and all the other things I just mentioned, we will carry out a study for the implementation of our protocol, and then Morocco will, I am sure, accede to the protocol. In order to achieve that, support from the UNECE and UNEP and the World Food Programme will be most welcome. Thank you.
Thank you for presenting.